WWI. Is there net control on frequency, KC2WI? Okay, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley service, Matt. This night meets every night at 9 o'clock on this repeater. And I'll dispense with the long preamble. Do we have any portable or mobile battery-powered stations wishing to check in? Over. Nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Over.
KC2WI, please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. It is KA3TFB, Bill in Western Pennsylvania, checking in through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening. Over.
I already forgot your call. Is it KC3TFB or KA? I don't know. Go ahead, Bill.
Roger, roger, fine business, KA3TFB, or Kitty Ann's Three Trees Falling Backwards. That's KA3TFB, no big deal. Sometimes I don't even remember it myself. I leave out some words and syllables. Anyhow, good evening to all there. And we have leaves falling. I hope someone has a rake, maybe a couple large rolls of garbage bags. Come on down and rake these leaves up. And they're wet too. So, it's that time of year. I hope everyone's safe. The deer runs in front of you. The leaves fall. You know, it's more wetter than usual this time of period. But not to hold the repeater down, I wish everyone a good evening. Back to net control and thanks for being there. KA3TFB, back over to net control. Over.
All right, KA3TFB, KC2WI. Surprisingly, I didn't notice too many more leaves falling today. I'm sure some did, but overnight, you know, with the rain and that. Pretty soon it's going to be pretty bare, I think. The tops of the trees are getting that way. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service. Now we're looking for check-ins. Any station anywhere, over. WA2U.
And to PFM, good evening, Pete.
KC2NBU.
And Flyers AOW.
WA2U, N2PFM, KC2NBU, N5AOW, WA2U, go ahead, John.
Hey, good evening, Pete. Everyone else, WA2U, everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Yeah, it's October, so that's what that's what you get with October. Let's see, worked on some kitchen fixtures, light fixtures this evening, so replacing some old stuff with some new stuff. So it's all gone along rather well. I think I'll probably put it to bed for the evening and work on some more of it tomorrow. I guess the weather is supposed to be better on Thursday. And did some emails today, and what else? Made a few phone calls and ordered things, and boy, just amazing. You wonder why some places are going out of business, because you call up, and unless you have one of their secret cards, you can't order anything. So I said, okay. I tried another store and couldn't do that. So finally, I found a store in New York City that wanted me to help spend our money. So Anyways, got that done and worked on a few other projects. Got some stuff that came in the mail from L.L. Bean. They seem to be good customers of those, so really, very good. Kathy was looking for a special coat, which he found, and guy got some other stuff, so they have their specials, you know, which means that you have to buy it then. But Pete, you wouldn't believe this. I've been getting a phone call, and I'm disappointed. I didn't get the phone call today. It's from a 516 area code. And the person, they're calling from Microsoft. You have something wrong with your computer. We're going to help you out. Well, I was all ready for them to call today, but they didn't. I was disappointed. Kathy got on the internet, checked it out. I guess there's quite the blog going on about it, but I knew that was very suspect, obviously, when they call at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, but I know you have an appreciation for that. Unfortunately, some older people have fallen into their clutches and been taken for a ride. So I guess this is a place to be. I guess there's some sort of debate going on TV. Is it a debate or is it a baseball game? I'm not sure who's on first and second. WATU back to net. 50 degrees at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir.
Yep, that scam's been going on for a long time, and people fall for it, and what really blows my mind is that, you know, somebody brings a computer to me and wants it fixed, and when I tell them, well, it's going to be $100 or $150, but yet other people seem to fall for this and actually pay these guys $400. Or 200 or whatever it is. One was 400. Anyway, yes, no one from Microsoft or anybody else is going to be watching out for you and give you a call. I got one a long time ago, and you know, if I had time, if I got one, I'd like to play with the guy. And actually, you know, if I had, let's say, refurbished computer that I had sitting there where I had made an image of the hard drive, I might just play along with the guy. Well, of course, I wouldn't ever give him a credit card or anything, but just for the heck of it. But, yeah, it's crazy. It's actually 53 here. And I think it went up because I swear I saw 50 degrees before, and it does, digital thermometer does say the low is 50, so I think it went up a few degrees. I'm not sure how that's possible. It's pretty clear out. Anyway, okay, John, very good. N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete, and everybody on the net. We got 50 degrees here also. Temperature range today was 49 to 60. We'd have a little bit of sun, but we got a week or two. That was about it. And we got lots of rain, of course. And good thing I went in for inspection today, Steve Adams. Because when he put it up, everything was fine until he went to shake the right front wheel and the whole tie rod end popped right out. So, good thing it wasn't going down the road and that happened. Shows you how you never know how close you are to eternity. So, put another one in and did the rest of the inspection and everything was fine. That's something, it's a shame that Bob isn't here right now to hear that, the continuing saga of the white van, but that was the whole point in everything of today. So, I'm glad I'm home. Right now, after this, I'm going to try to take a nice hot shower and see if I can get the wood stove going now anyway. Try to get a good night's sleep. That will say God bless, 73 and 2 PFM clear.
Yeah, well, you know, the salt gets to them. I today opened the back of my tracker, unzipped the back plastic window, and wouldn't you know, at the end of the zipper, you know, the little tang that goes in to the fixture on the bottom, just, you know, I mean, that it corroded right off. fortunately, I was able to get it back, meshed and zip it up. I think that could be repaired. I think I might be able to get a repair kit, because, by golly, I'm not buying a new top. Of course, it's not the window slide, it's the main piece side. So even if you could buy a new window, it wouldn't do me any good. There's no way I'm spending the money on it. Top is perfectly good. It held up really good. I bought a new top for that when I got it 10 or 12 or whatever years ago, and I will say it's, best top, and they're pretty good. Anyway, it's all fault. Very good on all there. George, KC2NBU, go ahead.
Good evening, Pete. Everybody listening to the net. We got 52 degrees up on the hill here. And, we got two phone calls from two different phone numbers today saying that they were the IRS and that they are suing us and we needed to call back immediately to resolve the issue. And I Googled the phone number and sure enough, it's a scam. We had a customer and he allowed him to remote access his computer, and by the time it was all said and done, they encrypted his hard drive and offered to fix it for like $300. And when he wouldn't come up with the money, they ended up having to start over again. He had to basically buy a new computer.
Yeah. KC2WI. Well, earlier this year, I had three people that had that problem. None of them were, by the phone call method. It was by something they downloaded. And the program encrypts all user files. And Windows runs, more or less just fine. But any kind of data that you had on there is encrypted. And $300, that's pretty cheap, because these, what they would do is they'd send, you got to send us 2 Bitcoin, and so that's about $500. And if you don't do it within 7 days, the price goes up to $1,000. So there's a way around that. It's very, very easy. Number one, when you get the computer, make your factory recovery disks. It's almost free. Now they're really kind of going to using a USB stick, and depending on the computer, like one of my next links, it's 8 gigabyte. If it's a HP, it's a 32, because they put so much junk in there. But in any case, you can make a recovery drive, self-booting, and then back up your data to some place that is not full-time connected to the computer. In other words, an external hard drive that you unplug after you back up. And then, the worst can happen is you lose some favorites, or you got to reinstall some programs. And if you take it one step further, with current versions of Windows, you can basically back up the whole hard drive. If you put it on a terabyte, USB drive or something. And that fixes that problem. So, boy, as many times as I advise people to do that and write it in my column, people just don't back up. So that's the sales pitch there. But, yeah, it happens. All right, well, that's unfortunate. Let's see. Next we have N5AOW. Go ahead, Bob.
Evening, Pete, and everyone on frequency. Not a whole lot going on here. Had a wet day today. Took a trip to Boonville, got a couple of errands done, came back, relaxed a little bit, got some leaves out of the way, and that was about it. And the rain came, and inside we were. So it was a relatively cool day. Couldn't complain about anything there. But I think from now on, we're going to get a drop in temperature for the rest of the week. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I didn't have a whole lot to really donate on this one. So I'll return it back to you, Pete, back to that control, N5AOW.
Okay, very good, Bob. Well, it really wasn't bad out today, I mean, other than the rain. I went out early this morning, had a job in town, and was just about ready to maybe go over to the post office, and it started that one little band of heavy rain. So I drove over later, and that worked outside from about 5 to 7. And it was reasonably comfortable. But, yeah, I was just going down from here for the rest of the week. Okay, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Network. Looking for additional check-ins. Over.
KC2WI, KA3TFB with a comment. Over.
KA3TFB, KC2WI. Over.
Roger, Roger. On your computer fix, you are more of an expert on that than I am. But there's another way that I've been able to get away from these messages that come over on the computer, especially the woman who shows up and, she does something that's a little odd. But I've been able to go back, and before that lady appeared on the screen, I would go back to a specific date and do a restore. So if the lady showed up on the 14th, I'd go back maybe on the 10th and ask the computer to go back to that date and do whatever it does on the program to get rid of her. And I've done that on some other issues too, where something was there that I didn't invite and it shows up. That's a short on every program or every system, but that's what I've been able to do. It's not time-consuming either. Back to net control, and it was an interesting comment. KA3TFB through the Echo Link. Back to net control. Over.
Yeah, okay. The system restore, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but full hard drive backups, you know, totally independent of Windows is the best way to go. Okay, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for additional check-ins. Over. And the other way to avoid that problem is don't use Windows. If you use Linux, you're all set, and I'm not a big Mac fan, but, you know, most of the stuff is targeting Windows, so if you did use the Apple, you know, Mac, OS X, you're immune to all the Windows viruses, just like Linux. Actually, OS X is Unix at its base anyway. All right, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll make this a last call for check-ins or for any questions or comments. Over.
WIT with comment.
WA2U, KC2WI, over.
Yeah, Pete, I noticed on this, we've been getting just the phone calls, the 516 area code, I believe it is. I've heard it enough. And you notice on the caller ID, for those that might be in, you know, you look on there and it says name not available. Plus the other thing is you can't dial it back. But since I'm retired and have some time on my hands, and it's a rainy day, I was actually looking forward to, because my mission was, once I got him on the phone today, I wanted to see how much line I could reel out to keep him going. We used to get calls like that in Clay, and it was tough for me because Kathy would be in stitches laughing in the living room while I was doing this, and we had company come over and they go, who is John talking to? But after a while, and it's probably the one of the most powerful things we can do, because after a while they know, there's some that they get, but then they know they've been had. There was something on the blog, Kathy was reading it, where this guy did that, and the guy was explaining that the other guy on the phone from whatever country he was from was screaming and yelling at the person on the phone, and they had completely switched around, so the person that got the call was the one that was in control, like, don't get upset at me, don't hang up now, we're almost there. So he completely switched roles. So I guess no damage was done, and everybody had a little bit of fun with it, but it's rather interesting how they target certain people in certain areas and things. So I guess it's like they say, buyer beware, user beware. WATU.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've heard that from a few people, that, you know, the person on the you know, the Microsoft support professional on the phone gets really mad and starts yelling at them and swearing and all kinds of stuff. They get pissed off. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, yeah. Okay, this is KC2WI once again. This is the Black River Valley ServiceNet, and we'll make another last call for check-ins, questions, or comments. Over. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 0125 Zulu and return the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks everyone for checking in. KC2WI out.
KC2WI, KA3TFB, it was a good debt. Good evening to all. Good night. We're going to log off through the Echolink system, and we'll come up sometime maybe later on in the week. Good evening to all.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And again, please wait till your tail drops on your repeater. Stations come in, please.
N2PFM, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
PFM, hello, George. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. N5AOW, good evening, Bob. Thank you all for tagging in, much appreciated. Any additional stations, with or without traffic? Again, after the tail drops, please. Okay, very good. I guess we got everybody. And I thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 Saul. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2007.